All right, welcome back to the Passion for Craft podcast. Today, we are doing something kind of fun.
I'll be the judge of that.
All right, well, you're going to have a blast. Our producer, Austin, came up with this idea for me to create a tier list of all the American building styles that we have had. If you're unfamiliar, a tier list is essentially a list that you're making that is differently tiered. Hence the name.
Wait, I don't follow.
Traditionally, you would have an S tier, which is the best, okay? This is used a lot in video games, so this is kind of where you're getting, you're like, where, you're losing where is this? What's where going you're on? Losing me? Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense. We're going to redefine them, but S is the best. It's like so much better than any of the other ones. It can't even be compared. It's on a different scale. And then there's A tier, which is like obviously graded scale, right? A, B, C, D. And so you are grading these house styles based on a certain criteria, right? Not you, sorry. I am grading these house styles, all right? Okay. We do something fun where for our patrons where we have an extra kind of 10 minutes or so at the end of all of our podcasts or some of our podcasts where if you're a patron, you get to see a little bit more on the episode. And so we're going to do mine. We're going to get Brent's reactions to my tier list placing, which might influence him a little bit, but I think for the most part, I'm pretty set on where I like some of these. So, but at the end, that patron extra 10 minutes, you'll get to see Brent's ranking of the house styles and my reaction to them. So that's the plan. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. First, we need to define them. Okay. If we need to define our tiers. So Austin's got up there S, he's ready to type. So we're just going to, we got to figure out how we're ranking these houses. And I would say, I think the preferred ranking, and you guys correct me if this doesn't make sense, but the house style that we would most like to, I would like to most build and live in. Okay. I think that's the qualification. Build and live in.
Build it today or build it then?
Build it today.
Okay.
Build it today like they built it then. Is that dumb? What would be the difference there, I guess?
Well, I didn't know if you're building a Georgian house, if you're timber framing it, or if you're really building a Georgian house in the style of a Georgian period house.
I'd say you're doing all the cool stuff. So even if you are building it today, you are timber framing it. So you're doing the joinery, you're doing the fun stuff.
All right.
I think let's have fun with it. You know what I mean?
Okay.
All right. So S tier is, I guess we could just define that as want to build it, want to live in it, just like that. Want to build / live. It's the best.
Okay.
And just help me out with some of this stuff if you have any ideas on how to rank these things. But then I think the next one would be want to live in it, but not build it.
Okay.
Then the next one would be want to build it, but not live in it. And then the next one could be like ugly or I hate this. And then the last one.
You couldn't pay me to live in it.
So maybe just dislike on the first one. Like dislike instead of ugly and hate it. And then couldn't pay me to live in it. So we've got a little bit of a scale there. Yeah. Feel good about that?
I'm on the edge of my seat, Jackson.
Well, look, you're going to be
on the edge of my seat.
You're going to be making yours next. So, all right. So we've got here a wonderfully designed by Brittany, Master Builders University, Building in America with Historic Precedent poster that we've made. We being Brittany. So this is just a very easy graphic to see throughout America, the timeline in the center there. The era, and then the style of homes. Here, correct me if I'm wrong. You want to help
210-year period of time, 1740 to 1950, basically trying to chronicle the different house styles in America, what the major influences were, when they occurred, what they looked like.
So we've got some helpful photos here to distinguish what style is what, and we'll just kind of continue on going through and breaking them down and putting them in their tier list. So if you see on the actual list itself, we've got the tiers listed out, and then we're going to drag up those photos to then be in the different styles of home.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to start us off. First home, is that a Georgian style home? What is that one?
That's a William Levitt house.
Yeah. What is that?
1950s.
All right. Let me look. 1950s. where is that? Levitt? Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, production home. Ah. Yeah, I think I'll put that in the you couldn't pay me to live in it tier.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing about that was the good production time, right?
Better
production time. I think for me, I think I just, if I'm walking down a Dr. Seuss-like neighborhood where all the houses are the same every day, I think it would slowly eat away at my soul. So I couldn't, I wouldn't want to live in that one.
Okay.
That's just me. What are your thoughts on that tier placement?
Yeah, I mean, the other caveat is like, you know, compared to what, mm-hmm. right? Like, I couldn't pay me to live in it would be like the McMansion-era house. Mm. I don't necessarily look at a Levitt townhouse and go, no way, because I understand what he was trying to do at that time. And the problems he solved and the things he did with building were impressive. And yeah. So that's why it's not a couldn't pay me to live in or even a dislike. But you don't have really a tier for that one in my mind.
I'm going to up it to dislike. Actually, I might up it to want to build, not live, because the assembly of it was probably super easy. It's probably just knock it together and just put four walls up. And it's like,
it would be the fastest house you
you're probably build making that, a pretty that, penny on that, that too. List. Oh, yeah, I'll raise it up. I like that. I needed the context there. That was helpful. Okay, the next one. What style of home is that?
Okay, so that's a Tudor Revival house.
Okay, Tudor Revival home. That is, I want to build it and I want to live in it. I think Tudor Revival, for me, is one of my favorite styles of home. The more I've been kind of exploring all this, I don't know why, but I'm really drawn to like the geometry of a lot of these Tudor Revival homes. I like the outlines of a lot of the whatever the medium is on the background, the timber coming through them. I think that looks really nice and just really clean. And I like the defined shape of them.
Okay. Well, I mean, Stan Hewitt's probably one of the finest houses built in America. Goodyear Tire and Rubber guy who did that house. They traveled to Europe, you know, studied a bunch of the historical styles and stuff like that, came back with their architect and built that. 65,000 square feet. It's huge.
It looks huge
the
already.
The millwork in it is over the top and super well done. I mean, I've copied and cheated from details in that house for so many of our Tudor stuff. It's a top 10 house in America for me.
So what was the Tudor era like? Like, I know it's Tudor Revival, so 1915, the Tudors were not around. They were in like the 1600s, right? Or 1400s.
Yeah, so Tudor dynasty was 1500s. And so 16th century was the Tudor era and the Jacobean era. And so our period revival of the 20s to the 40s is looking back at those style houses.
They were French, right?
Who?
The Tudors?
Well, it is an English style.
Oh, okay.
But you're looking at a kind of a cottage style influenced house with some manor details. Like that house looks like a manor house. It doesn't look like a cottage.
I agree.
And so, but you know, those were the two specific house types that kind of grew up during that time. Mm-hmm. So I explained to somebody in our group that, you know, house styles like that, like a Tudor house or a Cotswolding house from the Cotswold region of England, has a specific roof pitch, stone type, construction detail that evolved over hundreds of years.
Yeah.
Versus like something that happened in the south of France, barrel tile roofs, low pitched roofs, stucco walls, driven by their materials and everything else. So anyway, it's just, you know, it's one of those natural styles that evolved over hundreds of years in a specific region that are super charming these days.
Yeah, I think that the charming is the right word there. I think my favorite style is the Cotswolds. I think that's right. Cotswold? Am I saying that wrong? You looked at me with a blank stare.
No, like, I was surprised to hear you say that.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's my favorite one. I just like how homey it is. It feels like the Shire in a lot of ways, and I really like that. I think the longevity of it is interesting. Like, a lot of those old homes are super old in a very rainy climate, and they're like thatch roofs, right? Like
there are thatch roofs on some of them that I don't think they're
still around
today. Yeah, 500 year
yeah
thatch roof, but yeah, no, they're yeah.
Anyway, it's interesting. It's and I really like that style, and so obviously similar time period, right? The from the Tudor, it's the other style. There's like the estate style and then the other one,
the manors and then the cottages.
I like the cottage style too.
Yeah,
I think I'm really drawn to those for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I like it. All right, the next up I believe is Greek Revival. Is that right? Yep. Yeah, nice. Proud of me.
You're getting there, Grasshopper.
Greek Revival, I think I'd put at, I'd want to build it, but not live in it, I think.
Why wouldn't you want to live in it?
I don't know. It's just not for me. I think it's very like boxy and kind of simple in the design of it. And so it's kind of like, it's got these really cool front faces of them, but then everything else about them is pretty cookie cutter. I think it's pretty. I like the geometry. Like I really like the concentric patterns of a lot of things. And so the consistency of like the way that they're put together, the way that it's built, I really like that. But I think ultimately I really wouldn't want to live in it, I think. What about you? Would you want to live in it?
I thought I was going at the end.
You're like ranking them at the end, but you can talk about them.
Greek Revival is one of my favorite styles.
Really?
Yeah. I think there's nothing more American than Greek Revival or the bungalow style, craftsman bungalow. So those are my two favorite styles. And I would love the opportunity to build a new Greek Revival house for somebody and make it awesome. So
maybe we should edit our tier list to where it's like, truly, we just don't worry about the live and not build in it, want to build, not live. It's just, I love it, kind of like it, neutral, hate it, couldn't pay me to
live. I like the tier you got.
You like it?
Yeah.
Okay. I keep wanting to add, like, because Greek Revival, it's not necessarily that I want to build it. I like the concentric geometry of it, but I'm not sitting there like, oh, I'm itching to build a Greek Revival home. You know what I mean? I'm just kind of like, yeah, honestly. So we'll just let that caveat stay, but I'll build it.
Okay.
I'd put it together. I'd put one together. I'd assemble one. What
did you? The customers are banging at your door.
Yeah, I know. I'm really selling people, right? Yeah,
exactly.
Again, this is also just for context. The ones that I like know about, you know, are like, I know ranch style, like, We've talked about ranch style, so I feel like really confident about ranch style. We've talked about period revival in a couple of them, so I feel pretty good about some period revival, but not great. Like I'm not like 100% I could identify it from a million miles away. And at school, we've talked about Georgian and Federal.
Right.
And so like I could identify a Georgian house pretty well, and then especially I could tell you the difference between the two of them. So I feel like really good about identifying them. So Greek Revival, it kind of starts to fall off. I don't really have a lot of like info where I'm like, I would specifically love to do a Greek Revival home because X, Y, Z. So that's why it's kind of fun for me to hear a little bit more of like, no, this is like America's staple home, where I'm like, truly, I don't know what it's like on the inside of this, but just by the outside.
I don't particularly love the example of the house we've got up there, that Milford Plantation. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's an especially good example of a Greek Revival house. Do you remember the Vicksburg trip you went to in high school?
Yeah.
Tons of Greek Revival, great Greek Revival houses in Vicksburg.
Interesting.
Some regional details that they did with their columns and stuff like that. Yeah. So it's good.
I was reflecting with Natalie about some of those trips we took in high school, and I was like, I did not know anything about so many of these places that we went to. Like some of them were probably the coolest places in the world, like Vicksburg. We went to the Coke Museum. That's what I remember about that trip. It was like, well, we saw the Coke place, you know?
Well, typical eighth grader. I
mean, it's true. It's true. All right. Next up, I can't tell what that style is. I'm not good enough yet.
It's the stick style.
Stick style? Talk to me about the stick style. Sell me on it.
Well, it's Victorian, mm-hmm. and so it's typically in stick architecture, you see the sticks coming through, and so it's a very
They're trying to show the boards.
Yes, it's an effort to expose the kind of structural stuff that's going on there.
Looks like a barn.
Yeah, it's a train station. It's a mix in an influence of English and Tudor and, you know, rustic architecture with timber framing and things like that.
Yeah.
But it's Victorian, so it's ornate. It's you know, you've got the crazy brackets and pendants and drops and big brackets and
yeah.
other things like that. So it's one of those weird, eclectic Victorian styles that yeah. I think it's a love it or hate it kind of thing.
Here's what I'll say. I'm loving the shapes I'm seeing, but I kind of hate the material.
Well,
it sounds like that is kind of the core point of the thing.
You don't
is
like wood?
Like if they're
you don't like the material.
Yeah. Yes. I don't like the wood as being the forefront of this. Like I think they could have done anything else and it would have accented the shapes and the designs and the things that they're doing on there. Like brick laid behind the thing, stone on the surface of it. Like, all those things would have made the wood come out a lot better, and it would shown off the shapes more. I don't know. I'm not a fan of it. So I'll put it in the dislike category, I think.
Boo.
I'll put it in the dislike. I hate it.
Boo.
Yeah. Eh. What?
Whatever.
You know what?
Is this over yet? I don't like this anymore.
I'm actually going to downgrade it to you couldn't pay me to live in it. I'm actually sure that it would be squeaky. And it'd be when you're walking all over the home.
Okay.
It would settle horribly.
Okay, this is over. I'm done. All right.
I don't know.
You're right.
I'm not sold on it.
You're right. You don't know.
I'm not sold on it. Thanks for trying to sell me on it.
Okay, we want to thank ViewRail for their sponsorship for this episode.
ViewRail, if you don't know what it is already, it's America's leading manufacturer of floating stairs and a modern cable or glass railings.
They handle every part of the process, design, engineering, manufacturing, delivery, and installation.
And if you believe it, they've got a 10-year structural and finish warranty on all products installed by a ViewRail certified technician.
Nearly all components are made in-house, giving you more control over style, materials, finish, budget, and timeline.
All products are designed as modular, integrated systems that are engineered for easy installation. It's like putting together an Erector set.
So, thank you, ViewRail. We appreciate you sponsoring our podcast.
Craftsman.
Which is that one, right?
Yeah. There. Yeah, I'm seeing the Craftsman style. What's unique about the Craftsman? Why should I like the Craftsman? Sell me on it. Give me your pitch.
Again, if you had been listening, I said the Greek Revival and the arts and crafts, Craftsman style are my two favorite styles. Mm-hmm. They're very American. They're uniquely American. They don't show up in other countries. They are, you know, part of our heritage. The Craftsman in particular is a rejection of the Victorian, rejection of the ornate Victorian you just said you hated. Hmm. And so it is a very simple, honest style is what is claimed about. The reason I love it is because I love the front porches. I love the strength of the columns. I love that it's kind of the first, you know, every man's house, kind of working man's house. Mm-hmm. So I need to go on?
No, it's a great sell. It was a great sell. I think originally I had it in the dislike pile. I was originally because I think there's a lot going on that I can't really understand, I think. But I'm just kind of looking at it and I'm like, there's nothing crazy. I think I liked the stick style for the shapes that it gave off, but I didn't like it for the materials used on it. Like if it was like stone behind it and then
let me just go and say you're definitely still an apprentice. I'm not sure you know anything, right? Let's go back to season one. I'm Jackson. I don't know anything. Okay, that's where we are. I thought we were further along, but we're not, clearly.
I really showed some promise in that North Bennett Street episode, huh?
It's just falling.
That's where I started off. I was just, nah. You saying the front porch thing, I'm like, I'd like to live in that house. So I would like to live in that house, but I don't think I'd like to build that house. So I think that's where I'll put it. But it's cool. It's a cool house. Cool. But I'm not like, wow, look at that thing, you know? That's just where I'm at. Okay, next up, I'm cross-referencing Georgian style.
Drayton Hall,
baby. Okay, I love this style.
Wow.
I love it. I love it. I put it at the top one. I want to build it. I want to live in it. I think it's so cool. I like it a lot.
What's the sell? Sell me on it.
Sell you on it? I think one of the things I like about it is I do like the symmetry of it. I feel like you're just going to make fun of me. Whatever I say.
I am, but go ahead.
So I love the symmetry of it. I do think the... Man, what's happening right now is I'm... I know a lot of these terms. I can't think of a single one of them because I'm nervous.
Yeah.
What is this triangle part of the top? Pediment?
Yeah.
Okay. So the pediment, I really like that. I love the roof lines. I like, it's almost like a gabled roof or like, what's the...
Gambrel?
Gambrel roof. Yeah. But it's done in two tiers, which I think is really cool. It's like the first one is that trapezoid shape. And then the next one is the triangle, or I guess it's a more exaggerated trapezoid in this one. But I really like that. I think that's really pretty. I like the front porch coming out, specifically in the examples that we're looking at, right? I like how versus the Greek Revival, that had some 3D aspects to it, but it was still very blocky. Like I like this one. It's not crazy. This part's coming out at you, this part's not. But it also has some dimensions to it. So I like it. I think it's kind of nice. I would want
to. You've been to this house, right?
No, I haven't been to this one, but I've been to another one.
You sure we didn't take all the kids, you included, to this house?
I don't think I've been to Drayton Hall. I don't think I've been inside Drayton Hall, definitely. But I don't think I've been there. I've been to another South Carolina house, but we went to a bunch of. Is that the one? Is this a street right here?
Didn't we go to like Riley's wedding or somebody's wedding?
I don't think we went. This is in the countryside. This isn't in the city, right?
No, it's outside the.
Yeah, we didn't go outside the city. We stayed in the city, but there was one that was faced towards the street in South Carolina where we went. That where a lot of the houses were faced sideways. That was
the Miles Bruton house.
That one. That is one of my favorite houses that I think I've ever seen. I really like that house.
Good. That's good. That's a good answer.
Yeah.
Good
answer. Well, it's a federal house, right? That one?
No, it's Georgian.
It's Georgian?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was really ornate for.
It is very ornate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked how ornate it was for the time period.
Sure.
Yeah. I liked it a lot. But the Drayton Hall, I don't think I've ever been. Yeah. We didn't go.
He's been there. Just so we know. He's been there. And
he's
an apprentice.
Villa Rotunda. Palladian design was heavily influential in the Georgian era. So this is a Palladian style.
So this is we threw Andre Palladio in there because even though he's not from this era, his books, the four books of architecture, was heavily influential in design in America. So he's a forerunner to the styles we see in America. That's why we put him in there. So this would be Palladian.
This is my top. This is a top one for me.
Top one for you. Okay, again.
You can keep going.
No, just it's a very, very famous house. All four sides are exactly the same. It's an amazing house.
I like the Italian style, I think. I like Italianate, like the
barrel
tile roof. I like those a lot. I like the statues that are on the...
So just so you know, you just said something. I like the Italianate, okay? Mm-hmm. Italianate is a Victorian style.
Yeah.
Doesn't necessarily have barrel tile roofs. Usually has brackets and things like that.
Maybe Italian Revival or Mediterranean Revival has
Italian
that.
Italian Revival and things like that.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a Mediterranean Revival
house. I also love the material. Like, I was bothered by the material, the wood. Remember that?
He's at a school to study woodworking. And by the way, he doesn't like wood. Go ahead.
I don't like all wood. I like wood to be complemented by other stuff. So I didn't love the all wood, but I like the all stone. I think it's really pretty. I really like it. I'm drawn to that. I like the windows on that house. I think they're really cool. I know plated windows are like a thing. So that's fun. But there isn't any on that. Yeah,
correct. Yeah.
But I do like the pediment.
Right?
Just double checking. On those windows.
Did I say that right? Did I say pediment, right?
I don't know. There's something about really clean geometry that I think really speaks to me for whatever reason. And I really like the geometric shapes, the way they're aligned on this house. It's really clean. I like that a lot.
Very well
organized.
That's
what gets me going about that house.
Well, I mean, you just picked that one of your favorite houses was designed by one of the famous master builder architects in the world. So
yeah,
maybe one of those influential. So
there may be a correlation there that he might have been good.
Yeah, he might have been good.
He might have known what he was doing.
You don't like it. You like it for good reasons.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Big fan of that one. Okay, next guy.
Roby House, Frank Lloyd Wright.
Yeah, baby. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. This one's awful to me.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like Frank Lloyd Wright, I think.
Snob. Architectural snob.
I took an architecture class in college, and this is so funny because when I was in that class, I really enjoyed the class. It was really fun. But I remember I'd go home and I'd like call my dad and I'd be like, hey, so do you know this style? I don't think I'm a big fan of this style. Or do you know this style? I really like this style. And we'd kind of like have little conversations like that. And back then it was like, you know, like Frank Lloyd Wright? I don't think I'm a big fan of his. He's like, that's okay. A lot of people like different stuff. Now, Frank Lloyd Wright, not a big fan. Dumb. Stupid. Can't believe you said that.
Frank Lloyd Wright
wrong.
You dislike him. So he's
like Falling Water and all that. Like, I get it, but I'm not like, oh, I want to go live in that. I want to be in that space. I just don't like the way that I don't like modern buildings in general. Like, I'd be hard pressed to find a modern building that I like. I think the material would be that big thing that would have to draw me to the modern building. Like, we have these friends that have a lake house, and they designed it very modern-like. And I was like, I'd be open to this home, but the only reason I'd be open to it is because there was like a lot of wood paneling on the walls and a lot of like, that like made it more interesting in my mind. But ultimately, I wouldn't have said it was like, wow, that house is awesome. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to speak to Frank Lloyd Wright at all? Or is there like, Does that represent the full style?
I have mixed feelings about Frank Lloyd Wright. I think he did things that were groundbreaking and unbelievable, and he was a genius. I'm convinced of that. And
he's got the Einsteinian look.
The things that he did in housing compared to the things that were being built at the time, he was just ahead of his time. So I have massive respects for kind of who he is and what he designed and what he saw. But I mean, his houses were apparently very uncomfortable to live in. They're cold and drafty and different things like that. But they're works of art. I mean, they're pretty special. So that's mine.
Yeah, I think they are like you said, it's like a work of art. It's like, yeah, I'd look at it, but I'm not like,
yeah,
don't want to go hang out in a work of art. I feel like his hair is kind of, you know, doing this. I think most geniuses just style it that way. Okay.
Is there a genius newsletter you're part of that talks about how they style their house?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Where do you think I got my hair style? So next style is federal. I'm 90% sure. Is that right?
It is.
Yeah. The way you can tell is they have more of an oval design to their things. You see a lot more ovals or ellipses in their designs rather than half circles. Which is very Georgian, right?
That is one deal. I'm not sure I'd use it as the classifying element. Well,
that's what North Bennett Street has said.
Yeah. I mean, it is one detail.
Yeah. So basically for federal style, I've seen some really cool federal houses that have made me go, wow, I just want to like be in that space and like see it. But for the most part, I don't love federal. So I'd put it in like, I'd want to build it, but I wouldn't want to live in it. So somewhere in that range. Yeah, I'd want to build it. I wouldn't want to live in it. I like it, but I don't love it. It's one of those kind of situations where I'm just like, eh, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Anyway. Okay, cool. Next style, Queen Anne. Queen Anne and Victorian, I actually really like. I like it for probably all the wrong reasons, but it's kind of like early Gaudi in a lot of ways, or maybe late Gaudi. I don't know when Gaudi was around, but you know how he had kind of some crazy shapes to his buildings? So I know my consistent theme feels like, oh, it's very symmetrical. It's very geometric. I really like that. For all those exact opposite reasons, I like this one. It's kind of sporadic. It's kind of different. there's some order to it, but not a ton. It's kind of quirky. It's kind of fun. So I guess for that reason, I would put it in the, I want to live in it, but I probably wouldn't want to build it, but I do like it. I think it's a cool style because it's a little much. That's the California house, right? I like it. What are your thoughts on Queen Anne?
It's late Victorian. Architecturally, it's a mess because it's just this conglomeration of different styles. Mm-hmm. It's over the top. It's kind of the last era of that heavily ornamented, stupidly ornamented, nice. You know, ornamented for ornament's sake kind of thing. And so they're a little busy for me. I think they're impressive buildings for, you know, how much work is in them. I don't just love the whole design aesthetic, right? Yeah. I don't love the colors that they chose. I don't love the, you know, over the top ornamentation, but they're impressive in many ways. Yeah. But
okay, the next style we have is Italianate, right?
Correct.
Okay, I think I wasn't talking to the mic there. But Italianate, I like. I already said that. I really like that style a ton.
goes all the way to the top?
It's not an all the way to the top for me. I'd want to live in it. Wouldn't want to build it, but I'd be okay with building it. Well, either one of the middle two, I'm fine with. I'd want to live in it or build it or build up another, but it's not like I want to just be in that space. And it's one of those things where I think it's really cool to look at, but it's almost like an element of simplicity to it in a way where it's like, there could have been like 15% more ornamentation on the front face that would make me kind of go, wow, I really like this place. But a lot of the like straight cut limestone, granite, what were they using?
Well, I mean, it depended on the house.
Yeah. So whatever big stone there's material Italianate they were
with
rocking.
Wood, and there's Italianate with metal. Well, I mean, with stone.
I guess I'm just less inclined to the like big flat surface walls on the front, but I do like the shape of the build itself. Okay. You know?
Good to know.
No insight on your thoughts here?
I mean, when you're talking about the Victorian era, you're talking about all of those are probably over the top ornamentation and a lot of detailing that doesn't necessarily make pure architectural sense. I mean, that's the McMansion era of the, you know, late 1800s. And so some of it's too much, but I mean, I, you know, having been say that about Victorian, I like Victorian houses. I mean, if you were going to ask me to pick which Victorian style I'd like to live in, Second Empire, I think is a little bit better.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could handle all the stuff going on with the Gothic Revival, but anyway.
Right. Oh yeah, Richardson Romanesque.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're starting to get into just looking at what's left on the board here. A lot that I like, which is fun. So I like this Richardson Romanesque, but I wouldn't say it's like my number one. I wouldn't put it in S tier. I'd put it in like right underneath it. And honestly, I'd want to build it. I'd want to build something like this, but I wouldn't want to live in it. I love the shapes and designs that are going on here. But it's way too ornamented with not enough, like it'd almost be cooler if it was like that ornamented, but also on a larger scale, or that ornamented on a smaller scale for whatever reason makes it feel like it's too much floof overflowing on it. Where like Chateau-esque, spoiler alert, that's my number one favorite style, hands down. Love it so much. Are you shaking your head because no?
I'm just shocked.
Love it. So like that, they're very ornate in a lot of cool ways, but then there's this sprawling like empty countryside almost to like balance the two of them, if that makes sense. In my mind, it does. So that's why I like it, because it's like, wow, really froofy, but then kind of letting nature speak for itself just in a very organized way where even, I can't remember what it's called, but you know how you were showing me that picture, there's like a 9-paned window, and in the center pane, you look out it and there's like a well house way in the distance, and the whole landscape has been designed in a way that it's like the house has been thought through, the architecture of the design of the like whole estate has been thought through. That kind of stuff is so cool to me. That's why Monticello's like also going to be pretty high. That's Jeffersonian, right? Mm-hmm. That's going to be super high up there because it's like he thought through every single thing, and it makes sense whenever you see it all splayed out. So I like those a lot. What's it called where you like storybook or something, or like story window?
When you have that?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they're access lines that the architect has set up and organized the whole property along accesses, right? Lines that kind of connect and kind of draw things together. So you're looking on an access line.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah. I like those. What is this style? I can't actually
Second tell. Empire?
That's Second Empire? Mm-hmm. Okay, I like Second Empire a lot. Let's go ahead and throw that up to the top. I really like Second Empire a ton. What's the background of Second Empire?
It's very similar to the Chateauesque.
Yeah.
They're both French inspired. And Tudor.
Silence. Oh.
No, I mean, I'm not sure how.
Oh, okay.
It would be Tudor.
I was kidding. Anyway, so.
I know, right? No, like, that's a
Tudor? Why'd you say Tudor? That was dumb. Different though. Different. Very different. Second Empire. Yeah, like you were saying, very similar to Chateauesque.
Second Empire is the French.
Yeah.
Based on the Second Empire of Napoleon and that whole era. So there's the Mansard roof is kind of part of that. There's a famous French architect named Mansard. The Chateauesque is obviously.
And the Mansard roof is the really high one with the balcony at the top.
No, the Mansard roof is the one where the roof swoops in. Yeah.
But usually it has like the little.
And it goes. Right? Okay. Yeah. You and just had a balcony.
It's got the little, they have the balustrades across them.
Not typically.
Widow's Walk, yeah. The Widow's Walk, where they walk back and forth waiting for their...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's typically... The Widow's Walks are things you see on... Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say the Widow's Walk and the Second Empire are similar.
Cool, cool. I just thought they had the tops of them like that. The Mansard roofs. I thought we were talking about Mansard roofs, and I thought they had the Widow's Walk. Maybe not.
No, it's really more the roof shape.
Just like the sloping.
Yeah.
Cool. Design.
But so, yeah, I mean, you put that in Chateauesque at the top of your list. Yeah,
big fan. Okay. You got me. Hands up. Okay, next is the Jeffersonian style, and that's an easy number one. And honestly, if we wanted to get a little crazy with it, Austin, we could send a Jeffersonian right underneath Tudor, right past Tudor. Send it to number one right now. Yeah, boom.
So and not then, only do you set them in tiers, but they're
organized
that way too.
And then I like that one. Yes. Just right after Tudor. Kaboom. I think I like that order of it as well. Yeah. That's where I'm at. And then you can bring the Craftsman style all the way to the end of that puppy. But it's good. It's up there. And then also the one to build, but not, yep, you know, send it to the end, back of the line, folks. And then Greek Revival right in front of it, just barely in front of it. And then Federal right in front of that one too. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so next style is, yeah, ranch style. You could not pay me to live in a ranch style home.
Funny, because you grew up in one. That's interesting.
I think, I'm for real actually, I do think, what are my qualms with the ranch style home? I think... I've seen it so much because it's pretty typical in Colorado. Like there's a ton of ranch style homes out there and there's a ton in Texas too. So I think it's just an overabundance of seeing it. I think one of the things about going to like New England, a lot of the architecture there is like, wow. And even talking to some of my classmates, they're like, yeah, it's just what you've seen. Like one of the guys, my benchmate, Ryan, he was like, it blew my mind when you and Richard said you've never heard of shingles on the side of a house because we just see them everywhere. And I was like,
isn't that funny?
I've never seen that anywhere. Like, why would you put shingles on the side of a house? But, you know, for whatever reason, that's where I'm like, I just can't wrap my head around
we're
it.
We're very brick heavy.
Well, it's because we have a bunch of brick access, right? Like Acme Brick headquarters is here.
Yeah, and there was a lot of clays in the soil, and so you ended up with a lot of brick in the.
I know we get a lot of Colonial Revival, but I like those, and I've seen those a lot. But I guess I haven't seen a ranch executed in a way where I walk away from it thinking, "Wow, that ranch style home was just amazing." And maybe it's the big roof line; like, there's just a lot of roof on those buildings.
I think of like the California ranch,
yeah,
with the single story, long spread out,
yeah,
porch that opens off that's kind of a loggia you can walk along. When I think about that and ranch living and kind of that,
I'd need to see that because that makes
that to me is appealing. But I mean, the typical 1960s ranch that's built that I live in, easy to live in, one story, the neighborhood's very quiet,
yeah,
the lots are fairly large, but it's not a style I aspire to build or make happen.
Yeah, but. Yeah, totally. Okay, so we can just toss that right down at the bottom there. Yep. Oh, that's the Gamble House.
That's a bungalow. That's 1920s arts and crafts.
I think I'd want to build it, but not live in it. I really like it. You can put it right before Federal. Because I love the, isn't Green and Green bungalow? I like that a lot. I like a lot of like the building techniques of it. The long lines, the long wood lines, I think those look really good. And it just depends on, I guess, where it is and how it's implemented. Because I think for like a cabin or something, it'd be really cool. Mm-hmm. But for like a regular everyday house, I'm not like, I'd want to come home to that every day. I think I'd feel a little bit like I'm in the wilderness in some sense, like paired with nature. Okay. And then the last house on the list is Gothic Revival.
Mm-hmm. Lyndhurst.
Lyndhurst. Tarrytown, New York. I like Gothic Revival a lot, actually. I'd put it in, I want to live in it, but not build it. And I'd do it in front of all the rest. I think I like that the most out of that category. So
also heavily French influences. We're really seeing a pattern here.
Am I pretty French?
Something's happening.
Napoleon got to me. Yeah, I don't know. So Chateauesque, number one for me. Jeffersonian, number two. And then I'd put the Cotswolds. I like that a lot. Where would that fall as like one of these styles?
It'd be period revival. It'd be English Tudor.
It'd be Tudor revival. So I really like the Tudors, I guess.
Now, there's the Tudor era.
Yeah.
Okay. Cotswolds house is a region.
Yeah.
And so it shares a lot of the similarities in that they were cottage built in England. So you have the same pitch roofs, thatches, and yeah, timbering and stuff like that. But Cotswolds are typically a stone house. Yeah. I mean, there would have been solid masonry walls. Yeah. So,
I don't know.
You know what? I guess when I look at your list, what I sit there and do is go, I'll be interested to see how your, you know,
how it changes.
Yeah. when you go through some great house or you go check out something, you're going to be like, oh, I see. And then I think you're going to change your mind. It may be even a stick style house, Jackson. That you walk into and go,
my second least favorite. This is the greatest
house I've ever been in.
Again, I like the shape of the stick style. I like the designs that they're doing there. I just can't stand the medium. I don't think
the example we've got is necessarily the greatest example, but
I need to see a better example.
Yeah.
Okay, those last two styles were, okay, I think Colonial Revival, I'd want to build it, and I want to live in it. So you can put it at the end of the top. I like that one. I like that one a lot. And then Mediterranean Revival, I dislike it, I think. I probably said different in the earlier.
Well, but I don't know. Palladio's house, which is Mediterranean. You've got it as your most favorite, fifth one.
Yeah.
And then you got a Mediterranean Revival house, which is inspired by that style. It's a dislike.
It's just done poorly, you know?
Yeah, okay.
It was just done in poor taste.
Yeah.
They didn't honor my boy Palladio. Just
finding some discrepancies in your thinking here.
Well, you know, it's exciting. We're going to get to talk about your list next. And so we'll just say thanks to everyone who watched, but we'll see you next time.